trade.
Up to. Hey, welcome back to Tuesday, Tools of the Trade, one of the more zanier times of the week where we often we get somebody up, but I've actually had a few things sort of burning a hole in my scenarios at home I thought I'd want to bring up, and one of those is the Casio VL1, aka the Casio VL Tone.
When did you acquire this and why?
I bought this along with a Texas Instruments Speak and Spell recently in a bloody bargain deal. $100 for both. Speak and Spell is great for circuit bending. We can get into that in maybe another show.
This VL, the VL1, is appreciated in value since it first went on the market.
I think so. It's also just quite rare. I mean, funny story, when it first came out, it was marketed as a calculator because it does have a calculator in it. But what happens, they flip that and sort of went with the more synthesizer side because the synthesizer really is the boss of this instrument. It's a monophonic instrument. Let me just look, just so you guys know what we're dealing with here. I'll just play the classic kind of preset thing that comes, you know, when you get to hear what the crap does. It's funny. No.
Turn this up, mate.
Oh, you're right.
Then you might hear something. Oh, yeah.
Just wait for the lead line to come in. It gets way more great. I'm in mono. Hang on. I'm in mono. It's annoying me.
It's
I'm only getting
quality.
That in my right ear.
That's okay, though. People get the picture.
This is, you're listening to the Casio VL Tone, everybody. It's a beaut old thing. I thought actually we'd go right off the bat with probably its most famous outing. You may remember the VL Tone from a old Volkswagen ad from back in the day, which was actually a song by a band called Trio, and it goes da da da, and the dude in the video is actually holding up a VL Tone and using the key memory play, which is like a good function if you can program in a few sort of sequences and then just press one button and it does the piece for you. But look, here it is. Check the beat. Melody he's playing is with the VL Tone as well. Look, you get it. You get the. That's probably its most famous outing. It's early 90s Volkswagen commercial. Had everybody buying Volkswagens left, right, and center.
There are some other big names on the roster though. There's The Fall. It's appeared in a Fall tune.
Oh yeah, we're gonna play a Fall song.
Play that now. The Bloodhound Gang.
Let's drop the Fall. Here we go. Yep, it's a good one, actually. It starts out again, once again, with the beat. The full song is called The Man Whose Head Expanded. Apparently, he tells someone to turn off this cosmic space crap, and he's talking about the Casio. Heard the moment where Marky Smith was like, turn that Space Invader stuff off, where John and I have both agreed that that was probably sort of live in studio when he was tracking the vocals. He probably had the track in the background and was like, what the hell is that crap?
I'm a little bit shocked that you cut the full song short. But
we've got things to do, mate. This is a segment that we're in the middle of. This isn't just some sit around and just wait for the paycheck to come in, John. We're doing
now,
business now.
Going to the most official source of all information on the internet, we opened a Wikipedia page, which is where everything is 100% reliable. But the facts that are laid out about the Casio VL1 are great and many. The VL1 was the first instrument of Casio's VL Tone product line and is sometimes referred to as the VL Tone. It combined a calculator, a monophonic synthesizer, and sequencer. Released in June 1979, so this has got great vintage, it was the first commercial digital synthesizer, selling for $69.95. I'm assuming that's US dollars. It has 29 calculator button keys, G to B, and a three-position octave switch, one programmable, and five preset sounds.
Here's the octave.
10 built-in rhythm patterns.
Oh, mate, there's definitely a few rhythms. Don't worry about that. Don't you bloody worry about it. I'll thank you not to worry about it.
An 8-character LCD, 100-note sequencer, and multifunction calculator mode. This is the best part of this whole thing, though. Get ready. The VL1 is notable for its kitsch value, among electronic musicians due to its cheap construction and its unrealistic, uniquely low fidelity sounds.
And I've got a song that encapsulates basically pretty much all that. It's Kitsch's Howl. This is Mogul with Roll With It, and an old Oasis number. But the VL tone is featured real heavily in this track.
Can we just say that it also looks like a packet of Tim Tams?
It's very Star Wars. Doesn't look, you mean it's about the same size?
About the same size. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Casio VL tone, ladies and gentlemen. Definitely features at the start of a lot of tracks. I think a lot of musicians, myself included, use it as quite a classy metronome, and then it's sort of on the track and you're like, actually, that's kind of holding everything together. And it's been left on all sorts of really, really big name tracks. So, I was just telling you, John, if you are collecting Casios, you need this in your collection. You've got to have the VL tone. They're not cheap, but keep an eye out if you want something a little bit portable, just takes batteries, and you can just have a little bit of fun and just kind of ruin people's lives like this.
That was Tools of the Trade.